Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Eat Your Ice Cream by Ezekiel J. Emanuel, MD, presents a practical, evidence-minded guide to living longer while keeping daily life enjoyable. Rather than treating health as a joyless set of restrictions, the book frames longevity as a collection of simple, repeatable rules that can fit real schedules, real budgets, and real appetites. Emanuel, a physician and health policy leader known for translating medical research into clear public guidance, focuses on habits that meaningfully shift risk for the most common causes of early illness and death. The title signals a key message: sustainable health comes from smart consistency, not perfection. Readers can expect a blend of common sense, medical reasoning, and actionable routines that support energy, mobility, and resilience as the years add up. The book aims to cut through wellness noise and help people prioritize what matters most, including food patterns, movement, sleep, stress, and prevention. It is positioned for anyone who wants long-term results without turning life into a permanent diet plan. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, rule-based longevity instead of wellness confusion. A central theme is the value of simple rules that outperform complex plans. Modern health advice is crowded with contradictory trends, and many people oscillate between extremes, making progress hard to sustain. The book's approach emphasizes a small number of high-impact behaviors that can be repeated for decades. It encourages readers to focus on mechanisms that drive most chronic disease risk, such as cardiometabolic health, inflammation, blood pressure, and insulin regulation, rather than chasing novelty. A rules framework also helps reduce decision fatigue. If you know the default choices you make most days, you are less likely to rely on motivation in the moment. This topic connects to how habits are built, how environments shape behavior, and how tracking can be used sparingly to confirm direction without becoming obsessive. The message is that longevity is not a single hack, but a steady accumulation of good defaults. By anchoring to rules, readers can compare options quickly, course correct after lapses, and keep health compatible with travel, family meals, and busy work periods. Secondly, eating patterns that support health while preserving pleasure. The book signals a pragmatic nutrition philosophy. Eating for longevity should still feel like living. Instead of portraying certain foods as morally good or bad, the emphasis is on patterns that improve long-term outcomes. Readers are guided toward approaches that balance nutrient density, satiety, and metabolic stability while leaving room for enjoyment. This includes prioritizing whole foods, making fruits and vegetables routine, choosing higher quality proteins, and being thoughtful about ultra-processed foods and sugary drinks. Portion awareness and meal structure matter, but the focus is on consistency rather than rigid restriction. The ice cream idea captures a broader principle. Planned indulgences can make a healthy pattern sustainable, reduce rebound overeating, and help people maintain social connection around food. This topic also aligns with practical strategies like building go-to breakfasts, keeping convenient healthy staples on hand, and using simple plate frameworks to reduce overeating without counting every calorie. The goal is to create an eating style that protects cardiovascular health and weight stability over time, while remaining enjoyable and realistic. Thirdly, movement as a daily medicine for strength and longevity. Physical activity is treated as a cornerstone because it affects nearly every system tied to aging. The book's rules-based lens favors movement that people will actually do, emphasizing frequency and sustainability over dramatic programs. Regular activity supports heart and lung function, improves blood sugar handling, lowers blood pressure, and helps manage body weight. It also protects mental health and sleep quality, both of which influence long-term risk. Importantly, longevity is not only about adding years, but preserving function, and that is where strength, balance, and mobility work become critical. Readers are encouraged to combine everyday movement like walking with targeted resistance training to maintain muscle mass and bone density, reducing fall and fracture risk later in life. The topic highlights the idea that small doses, repeated often, beat occasional heroic efforts. It also addresses common barriers such as time constraints, injuries, and motivation, offering a mindset of adaptation rather than quitting. The takeaway is that movement should be designed into the day, becoming an automatic part of life rather than an optional extra. Fourthly, sleep, stress, and social connection as core health levers. Longevity advice often overfocuses on food and exercise while ignoring the invisible drivers of health, sleep quality, chronic stress, and relationships. This topic centers on how restorative sleep supports immune function, appetite regulation, and cognitive performance, and how sleep debt can undermine even good diet and exercise intentions. The book's style encourages actionable routines such as consistent bed and wake times, light and screen management, and creating a wind-down period that signals the nervous system to shift into recovery. Stress is framed not as a personal failure, but as a physiological load that can raise blood pressure, disrupt metabolism, and worsen inflammation when it becomes chronic. Practical coping tools matter, including physical activity, structured breaks, and boundaries around work. Social connection is also positioned as a health factor. Supportive relationships reduce isolation, reinforce healthy routines, and provide meaning that sustains change. Together, sleep, stress, and connection function as multipliers. When they are stable, readers find it easier to eat well, move more, and follow preventive care, which is why these areas belong in a six-rule longevity plan. Lastly, prevention, screening, and smart medical partnership. A long and healthy life depends not only on personal habits, but also on using modern medicine well. This topic covers preventative actions that reduce risk before symptoms appear, including appropriate screenings, vaccinations, and routine monitoring of key metrics. Rather than encouraging medical overuse, the rules approach supports targeted care, focusing on the checks that meaningfully reduce mortality and disability for a person's age and risk profile. It promotes building a constructive relationship with clinicians, preparing for appointments, and understanding which numbers matter, such as blood pressure, cholesterol markers, blood sugar indicators, and weight trends. The book's pragmatic tone also fits decision-making about medications when lifestyle changes are not enough, framing them as tools that can extend healthy years when used appropriately. Readers are nudged to think in terms of risk reduction across decades, not quick fixes. This topic also includes navigating misinformation, evaluating supplements and unproven tests with skepticism, and prioritizing interventions supported by strong evidence. The overall message is that prevention is a partnership. Consistent habits plus timely medical care produces the most reliable longevity gains. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a clear, manageable plan for long-term health without turning life into a rigid project. Busy professionals, parents, and anyone tired of contradictory wellness trends will appreciate a rules-based framework that prioritizes the biggest levers, eating patterns, regular movement, good sleep, stress management, and preventive care. It can benefit a reader's life by converting abstract health goals into stable routines that protect energy, mood, and physical function while lowering risk for the most common chronic diseases. The emphasis on sustainability, including the idea that enjoyment can coexist with healthy choices, makes behavior change more realistic and less fragile. Compared to similar longevity books that lean heavily on extreme diets, specialized biohacking, or complex tracking, this one is positioned as practical medicine for everyday living. Its value is in clarity, a small set of principles readers can remember, apply, and return to after inevitable disruptions. For buyers, the appeal is an approach that respects both evidence and human nature, offering guidance that can be implemented immediately and maintained for decades, which is ultimately what determines whether longevity advice works. If you would like to support Ezekiel J. Emanuel MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.